I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Memphis neutral and then either Wake Forest or Texas Tech neutral.
Memphis is playing Purdue, according to Matt Painter, in that first game in the Baja Mar. That means Memphis will be playing, most likely, the number one team in the country in the preseason. Now, who knows what it'll be when they play, but we had hoped that Memphis-Purdue would not be the first game in this event, and he just confirmed that his understanding is that it will be the first game in the event. And then he did mention Texas Tech there. He said either it'll be Memphis and then either Wake Forest or Texas Tech. So there you have it.
I mean, yeah, you were intended to be the food just like Wake Forest is for whoever they played, Texas Tech mm-hmm. or Purdue. You're meant to be the food for them so that they have a Texas Tech-Purdue final. And you can look at it as, oh, man, you know, you have to play for Purdue first. This is a loss. I would look at it as I have a guaranteed shot against maybe the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
That it was not guaranteed, right, if I wasn't on their side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's true.
It's a free swing
it
with a team that's probably, I mean, if you don't get Dane Danger back, let's be real, you're going to be outside the top 25.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, how far up in it you are if you got Dane Danger's back. I mean, you're in it with Dane back. Point is, good chance you're outside top. It's a free swing, bro. And yeah, you might get absolutely slaughtered. They got two All-Americans back.
Yep.
I mean, that's what college basketball is going to expect of Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure will be on them. You know this better than anybody. Penny Hardaway's great as underdog coach.
He is.
Give me the guaranteed shot on my schedule that will be a quad one no matter what. Probably going to be a quad one loss, yeah. We could be a double-digit. We will be a double-digit underdog, especially if there's no Dane Danger. But you get the shot.
Right. No,
and it's locked in your schedule in a way that it wouldn't be.
Yes.
And so I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at that as a positive.
Yeah, I think I would rather take the shot at Purdue, probably lose that game, than take the shot at Texas Tech, probably lose that game, then maybe lose to Wake Forest.
And like, Wake Forest,
yeah,
and you hope to win that game.
No, take the shot. You want the shot at the number one
team. The better opportunity is in getting Purdue first.
Yeah, no question.
That's the best scheduling opportunity out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's a good chance, as you said, they'll be number one in the country.
Yeah.
You know, that is all you're playing with house money, even though, yes, we know how critical the non-conference portion of the schedule will be for Memphis in terms of this season. You get nothing out of the AAC.
When's the last time Memphis played the number one team in the country? Was Houston? I don't think Houston was ever ranked one when they played.
But I think they were one, even though one of those key guys, Sasser, one of them was out. They were still number one. Penn beat them number one in the country.
Got it. Okay. So that's when you would
have. That would have been the tournament title game, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that, I think you're right. Yeah. 2023.
Kendrick.
But it doesn't happen often. Memphis doesn't play the number one team in the country very often. So this is look, you're right. Memphis is probably going to be, off the top of my head, if I'm assuming no Dane Danger, probably a 14-point dog.
I mean, the chances were you weren't going to get a shot at Purdue on your schedule because you would have to play a good Texas Tech team.
Yep.
That you lose to. And like you said, that's a date with Wake Forest after that.
Yep.
Now you got them.
Yeah.
Free swing.
Yep.
And what if it's a close loss, John, if it's one within 10 points, that's a good loss.
Oh, totally.
On your schedule, so long as Purdue does what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think, I know it's May, but, it's a tough matchup for Memphis just because, like, they have two players that are, you know, they're All-Americans as a point guard and a big, right? Like, and they have an unbelievable high-low, and Braden Smith is surgical, and Trey Kaufman-Wren is just an absolute dominant force inside.
What I would hope is that it's going to test me in a way against those All-Americans and all those dominant forces that has me smacking up Wake Forest in the second game.
Yeah,
that's made me a better team.
Yes. And then, of course, you take that with you the rest of your non-conference 100%. And your AAC.
Yeah.
You know,
come on. I'll give Penny a good chance to keep within 10. This is his spot right here, man.
Yeah,
this is when he's at his best. Underdog, David and Goliath, baby.
Yep.
And that's essentially what it's going to be, sounds like.
Well, I could definitely see a world.
Underdog.
I can see a world where Doug, like, has a great day, right? Like, where he, you know, gets the better of Braden Smith defensively. Like, that's certainly within the realm of possibility. I think the bigger issue is going to be how do they defend Kaufman, Wren. Probably have to double him, and you could do that, right? I mean, you could double him and then make Purdue beat you outside of that. But, yes, Memphis is going to have a date.
Yeah, don't ask me about it. I'm still learning names on this roster, bro. Don't ask me about the plan yet.
Yeah.
I bet you the coaches look at this. Okay, yeah, but now you can circle this one. You know you got them. They've probably known this, it sounds like.
Well, I mean,
it didn't sound like it was new to Matt Painter.
Yeah, the idea is to play – you know, and beat the best teams in America, right? I mean, and you can't beat them unless you play them. So
you, in Penny's case, you have to play the best teams in America.
That's right.
Because there is literally no value in 18 games.
That's right.
In your conference.
Yes. No, listen, honestly, you Memphis fans should prefer this because there's some chance Texas Tech may not even be ranked. And if they are ranked, they might be in like the low 20s, you know, depending on what they bring back. And you would hate to lose, you know, by 15 in that game to a team that's ranked in the 20s, right?
If they're in the 20s and tournament directors looked at this and they said, well, is Dane coming back or not? Then you can make an argument that it should have been Memphis that the food set up for. I thought you said Texas Tech pretty squarely going to be in Mark.
Yeah, they're preseason.
They're pretty squarely going to be up there. Not a team in the, you know.
They'd like to get Darion Williams back.
Right.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.